It's Tuesday, October 18th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. 20 Christians in Congo, Africa were beheaded. Among the martyrs was an Anglican evangelist, reports International Christian Concern. The gruesome attack, led by the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamic terrorist group, occurred on the night of October 4th in the village of Kainama in North Kivu, Congo. One eyewitness told International Christian Concern, quote, "I heard them. They were shouting in Arabic and Swahili, saying that the non-believers should be killed, all of them, and make Congo an Islamic state. Shoot all of them, kill all of them, and burn their houses, these notorious Christians." End quote. Proverbs 3, verses 31 through 33 says, "Do not envy a man of violence, and do not choose any of his ways. For the devious person is an abomination to the Lord, but the upright are in his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous." This from Ireland. A Christian teacher who refused to use the preferred pronoun for a student pretending to change gender will spend Christmas in jail, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Enoch Burke was jailed for refusing to comply with court orders relating to his teaching at the Church of Ireland School in Multi Farnham, located in Westmeath County, Ireland. The East is on the rise. The average life expectancy for the Chinese now exceeds Americans. While China averaged 77.1 years at the time of death, the U.S. numbers dropped off to 76.1, almost a 3-year decline in just 3 years. The COVID pandemic reportedly contributed to about half of the decline. Scripture gives one principle on this. Ephesians 6 verses 2 and 3 says, "Honor your father and mother."